This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Smiley featuring Drake and Over the Top right here on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. First story of the evening. It's about a 19-year-old Malaysian singer that got picked up and put on the Times Square billboard. Quite an achievement, I would say. So she is 19-year-old Laila Sania, who made her debut in the local music scene with the release of her Malay single Kuih Sera Sera in mid-2019. This January, she did something very interesting. She released a Mandarin single called By Your Side.
Ooh, okay, that's very interesting indeed. So her rise to popularity began after appearing on a local reality show called I Can See Your Voice, a show franchised from a South Korean TV program of a similar name. So on the show, Laila stole the attention of the judges when she performed a popular Mandarin number. This cover not only increased her popularity but also gained her a new set of fans.
That's right. Recent news is that she's the second Malaysian after pop idol Yuna to make it to the iconic Times Square billboard. She represents Singapore and Malaysia for Spotify Equal program, which features female artists from this country. Laila became the artist of the month and the face of the playlist that appeared on the billboard. Like we said, what a massive achievement for this local young starlet. She joins us on the program this week. Welcome to the show, Laila. Before we begin, how have you been coping with the pandemic and the lockdown?
So far, I've been doing pretty well because I have online classes. I'm doing my college right now. So weekly, just classes, pagi until afternoon, just sitting in front of my laptop and then do work. I have to record videos and singing stuff. So basically, it's just normal.
Okay, congrats for being the second Malaysian to make it to the Times Square billboard. What was your reaction to it? Did you know it was happening?
When I first received that news, I cried. I literally did. I cried entire night until my mom asked me to stop crying, Laila Sania. I just kept crying because it's so surreal. I just cannot imagine this thing would happen to me. I do know it like a week prior to the whole thing happening. Like they just told me. So I've never seen like the picture or anything. When I saw the picture, I tell you, I just cried.
Yeah, I will cry bucket loads too. But this is also part of the Equal program by Spotify, right? Laila, can you just tell us a little bit more about it?
Technically, this Equal playlist by Spotify is a woman rights, a woman power playlist. So I am very, very honored and happy that I was picked to take part in this playlist. It's such a beautiful playlist with songs of young musician singers like me that is trying to reach out to the world outside.
Yeah, so Laila, I understand that you studied in a Chinese school. So is singing in Mandarin second nature to you, actually?
Technically, me and Mandarin, we have like this long relationship because I studied Mandarin since I was in kindergarten up to SPM. So I can't even say my IC number without saying it in Mandarin first. I had to say it in Mandarin and translate it in English. So basically singing in Mandarin is actually not that different from singing in Malay to and English to me. So only the only difference is the yaozi and the pinyin lies. That's the difference like in singing pronunciation.
Right, got you. Your latest single, By Your Side, released in January, is quite an interesting single. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So this song is Zuo Shou Pei Yu Shou. It's basically a song about always being there for someone. It's like every single person, we would have that someone who will always be there with us. So this song is about that person. So for me, I have my family with me. So every time I sing this song, I would imagine them. And I imagine like I was singing the song for them. So it started off with me just telling them I want to have my own Mandarin song. And they come out and they let me hear 14 different songs from different writers, different musicians. And I picked one song, which is By Your Side, without knowing this song is made in Singapore. So actually, if there's no MCO, we would be recording everything in Singapore. But since this MCO, everything is done here in Malaysia. And it turns out really, really well. I've always wanted to have my own Mandarin song. I keep on covering other people's song. And I'm like, why keep on covering people's song when you yourself can release one Mandarin song? So I told Warner that I myself want to have my Mandarin song. And here you go, By Your Side.
So you completed your secondary school last year and were waiting for a placement at a local university before the movement control order happened. Will you say that the unexpected break waiting for uni was good or bad for your music career?
It sort of does because you have more time for yourself Yeah, you don't meet that much people. So your ideas, your thinking, it's all you. There's nothing that can influence you. So basically sitting by yourself, writing song process, it's so much more easier because nobody is there to influence your thoughts. And then sitting at home, basically before MCO and after MCO, there's not that much of a difference because most things are done online. Only difference is that you cannot go to radio shows, you cannot go to live shows performance, and yeah, that's the only difference.
Yeah, the new normal, right? I'm looking forward to the rest of 2021. What do you have any plans set?
I actually do. So I am working on my next Mandarin single, and I really hope you guys would anticipate this new song coming up, and you guys will be the first to know if the song comes out. Okay, everyone? So
yeah, BFM gets dips, Hanif.
Yes.
That was Leila Sanya, a 19-year-old singer who recently made it to the iconic Times Square billboard. We have more stories coming up, but first we're going to check out her single. This is Leila Sanya on The Pulse and the track By Your Side. Stay tuned only here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.